Well, hey everybody, this is Rondo Pilsner here for Heritage Information Radio. You know, every year in America, there are thousands of UFO sightings. Some of them look like strange lights in the sky. Some of them look like flying saucers. But nobody seems to know exactly what they are or where they come from. Except for me and my little brother Skeeter. See, the sheriff in Bodine, Tennessee, where we live, he swears on his prize award-winning pig that he saw a UFO barreling down Route 9 right outside of Bodine, Tennessee just last week. I don't think anybody believes him. Well, except for me and Skeeter. Skeeter and I were sitting around last week trying to come up with an idea for the annual Bodine Doodah Parade, named after Doo and Da Bodine, two of the town's founders. We came up with building a parade float that looked like part rocket ship and part Las Vegas light show. We put together this float that had a bunch of 55-gallon steel drums welded together like a rocket ship on its side. That was surrounded by strings of old Christmas lights that we stole from the Kresge's display when the local Kresge's went out of business in 1974. Now, the whole display was built on an old 1964 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser chassis. And we stuck a few kegs of gunpowder onto the back of it to start it rolling down the street when the time came to test it. Well, that time came up last week on a dark, cloudy night just outside Bodine, Tennessee. Skeeter and I towed the float to the top of the hill on Route 9, just outside the city limits. Now, we knew that Sheriff Burnsides was parked behind the DuVault's gumball billboard, just waiting on a speeding car to pull over and ticket. The billboard was at the bottom of the hill, and Sheriff Burnsides would park there every Wednesday night. Skeeter and I lit the fuse leading to the barrels of gunpowder, and woo-hoo! That float didn't just get rolling. It took off like a rocket ship. Well, because it was a rocket ship. By the time it got to the bottom of Route 9, I mean, that thing must have been doing 120 miles an hour. It clipped the billboard, which came crashing down on Sheriff Burnsides' patrol car. He spilled his coffee and took off after that float in a panic. While Skeeter and I took off laughing in the other direction, Sheriff Burnside never did catch up to that float. I think it ended up in the quarry, because the sheriff never found it. But man, does he tell the story about the night he chased a flying UFO. And Skeeter and I, well, we just know different, that's all. This is Rondo Pilsner for Heritage Information Radio.